This call is being recorded.
This is John Hargrave from Bitcoin Market Journal with our analyst, Jessica Riddell, talking about NEM. Jessica.
Hi, thank you. So today we're talking about NEM, which is the proof of importance coin for a movement towards a new economy. That's kind of to summarize it. So basically, it's solving the problem of advancing our current blockchains and kind of making the best of all worlds. So it's acting as both a crypto and a platform. It has its own source code, and it is a decentralized blockchain based off a peer-to-peer network where third parties can build their own apps on both a public and a private blockchain. So basically, the primary customers for this would be for financial use cases. So for companies that want to have, you know, payments and settlements in a private controlled environment. So they have cool things that Ethereum does, like smart contracts, and they have the ability to notarize documents, change proof of ownership, and all of that. And it's made possible by something called asset agnostic nature, which is the key thing behind NEM. So the value that's created behind this is that it's 10 times more efficient than Bitcoin and Ethereum. It does use encryption network, which is similar to Bitcoin. But again, like I said, it also has the smart contracts and the ability to really notarize documents and things of that sort, like Ethereum. So it is a smart asset system ledger that can be configured to manage almost anything. And there are other use cases out there for supply chain tracking and financial reports. So some more value points, it's more scalable than Bitcoin. You can add messages to transactions. And they have something new that they've created called Mosaics, which really acts as a tradable asset on the blockchain. And we'll get more into that when we talk about the token. But it's a pretty cool new way of advancing the current blockchain. So
this is more like an all-purpose smart contract-based token that you could use
exactly.
To replace, for example, notaries and other kind of intermediaries like that we don't really need.
Exactly, to remove that middleman for that. And so when we look at the economics, you know, there are a lot of players in the field, and there's already a lot of existing platforms like Bitcoin and Ethereum. So while trying to improve on that, I think the area that NEM will struggle with is mass adoption, given that they are a new name. Not many people have heard of the NEM platform. So there's a lot of research and development that's going to need to go into this, as well as a lot of press that's going to have to, you know, happen to make this a more mainstream platform. When we look at the actual technology behind this, they are using something called POI, which is called proof of importance. And the main thing behind that is really to ensure a fair distribution based on contribution, not necessarily how much of the coin an individual is holding, but really how much they're contributing to the enhancement of the platform on a whole, which is an interesting model. It's also, when we look at lead time advantage, the first of its kind to use Mosaics, which is, you know, I'll get into that in a moment when we go to the token, but it's essentially a good use for entrepreneurial use. So we can make an example of it where a Mosaic is the ability to have any business create their own kind of altcoin on the platform. So if a bakery wanted to create cookie coin using Mosaics, essentially that coin would be built on the NEM platform, and each coin would be worth one cookie at this bake shop. So it would kind of help entrepreneurs kick off and launch their businesses as well, which is interesting. So they, when we look at their contacts and networks, they have a lot of partnerships. They have a partnership with Tech Bureau Corporation, Dragonflu, Blockchain Global, and then also Hitachi is using the NEM platform. So that's interesting. It's always good to hear, you know, a well-named corporation that is interested in using it. And there's about 10 other key network partners as well. When we look at the management team, the key foundation behind this is called the NEM.io Foundation, and it's founded in Singapore. So the fact that they have a foundation is great, but something that's a little bit more concerning is that the contributors are anonymous and nameless. So we know that they have a dev team of about 15 people and about 30 marketers, but we don't really know who they all are. So that's not always great. We do know who the president of NEM.io Foundation is. That's Lan Wang, and he's got great experience in fintech and blockchain. So, you know, he does have a lot of experience, but when it comes to understanding who the rest of the development team is, a little bit more unclear about that. But when we look at integrity, there's really no negative press, and their goal is really to make everything traceable for mass business adoption. So, again, the token, it is, you know, it requires a token here because you need to have the token in order to build and develop on the blockchain. I mentioned Mosaic. That's great for entrepreneurial use, like the cookie coin I discussed. It's decentralized. There's a fixed token supply. You can access this on any public exchange. And there's over 300 businesses currently using the platform. So it is a functioning product. And, you know, there is, like I said, they are going to need to work to get the word out on what NEM really is. But there is a lot of press on Reddit. They have 11,000 readers and is very active on Reddit. It is a fairly unique concept. It is trying to better both Ethereum and Bitcoin, but they do have their own mosaics and some other cool, interesting aspects of the platform that don't really exist just yet. So I think there are a number of useful features for the blockchain, but it's really at this point unsure of whether or not they'll be able to withstand the competition at an enterprise level. So we'll be able to see over time. And that's why I think the score right now is better for long-term potential. I gave it a 3.8 and a 3.5. So we'll see.
So a lot of interesting things about this, and it sounds like they've lined up some heavy hitters in terms of partners with it. They've got a foundation, but as with all tokens and blockchain projects, the future is still uncertain and time will tell.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks for your time.